Welcome to the DC Daily Drop, your one-stop shop for today's important news in DC movies, TV, and comics. Here are your hosts, Tom and Zach.
Welcome to Tuesday, May 2nd edition of the DC Daily Drop. I'm Tom.
And I'm Zach.
We got a lot of news to get to. First off, there was a Wonder Woman sneak peek last night during Gotham, 1 minute long, roughly. It was released on Twitter also. Did you check this out, Zach?
Of course I did. This movie looks amazing. Not a whole lot new to be seen in this. There's a couple more. Every time they release something new, though, there's like, I don't know, like a half second or 1 second of some crazy, just intricate, weird, cool visual effect of her like beating somebody up that I miss until somebody makes a GIF out of it. And then I look at it and then I just watch it for a couple hours. I'm like, man, that's cool.
Wait, GIF? Did you say GIF?
I'm sorry. I meant GIF.
Well, it's fine. I just wasn't sure if you were talking about peanut butter or not.
All right.
Yeah. A little bit new stuff, like you said. Looks pretty awesome. I don't have much else to say about this film until we actually see it at this point.
Moving on, Kevin Smith has written a script for an animated Plastic Man film. There's multiple reports about this. Somebody tweeted about it because he was talking about it, but there's a bunch of different reports you can read about it. He mentioned it at Calgary Expo. But he said he doesn't know if it will get made or not. But also he has met with Geoff Johns on it recently. And so Kevin Smith obviously knows his comic book lore and he likes Plastic Man and a lot of people like Plastic Man. And so he would probably be a good person to write a movie for a Plastic Man movie.
Would you be excited about this?
Maybe if I knew a little bit more about Plastic Man, but yeah. I mean, they've been knocking it out of the park with their animated movies recently, and I like Kevin Smith. I like the stuff he does, so I would be excited about it.
Yeah, Plastic Man has been around quite a bit in animation recently, now that I think about it. He was in a lot of The Brave and the Bold and stuff, but this is something that a Plastic Man animated solo film probably wouldn't get made unless it had someone like Kevin Smith behind it to get like to back it, in terms of even if he's just a writer, I think he would be able to use his ability to promote things, and he's a big name in the fan world, so I think that might help it get made. Otherwise a Plastic Man animated film might not get made, so that would be cool. I would definitely be willing to check it out and see it. I would be all for it.
Yep. And then we'd have a non-spoiler and spoiler review for you.
Yeah, there you go. And on to talk of the writer's strike. It was officially avoided, apparently, according to Deadline. A deal was reached, guess what, just after the 11th hour, really. It was approved at 1 a.m. this morning. Of course, today was the deadline for it, so not surprising that it got done at the last minute. It's a tentative agreement, still needs final approval. The writers did get quite a few benefits on it, if you want to check that out. But it's a new, the worst part of this is it's only a 3-year deal. So we might be talking about this again in 3 years, but hopefully not.
Yeah, we can at least stop talking about writer strikes for 3 years now.
Yeah, so that's a good sign.
All right, Siri, set a reminder for 3 years to talk about the writer strike. All right, moving on to TV news. Black Lightning is likely going to be ordered as a mid-season replacement, according to The Hollywood Reporter, based on early buzz that they've been hearing from other places. And their sources say it's being eyed for a mid-season run. What does this mean to you, Tom?
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess it means good chances that it's picked up, but it's likely to... So we're not going to be seeing it in the fall is the worst part about that, but it looks like it's going to be coming. I guess that's good because the first season will probably be shorter, kind of like, you know, if I don't know if they're going to try for 13 episodes, which is usually standard, or Legends of Tomorrow was a mid-season replacement, debuted in January, and it came out for 16, which is kind of similar. So I'm not sure what they have planned for this, but at least it's encouraging that we're going to get to see Black Lightning eventually.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. I think it's a good idea, too, because like these 23, 24 episode seasons, it's kind of hard to put them out, get feedback, see what people actually like. Like what the audience is actually responding to, and then incorporate that. Like TV shows are not quick, nimble moving machines. Like they're giant groups of people that have been set in motion for a while. So if they can get like a shorter season and see what people like, what they don't like, then they can come back for a longer second season with more of what people like and just kind of get rid of the stuff that people don't like.
Yeah. And I've just been become more of a fan of the shorter seasons with so many shows on today. Yeah. Like if you told me back when Smallville was on, with that being the one DC show, if you told me, oh, we're going to cut that down to 13 episodes, I would have been terribly, terribly right. upset. I don't care if there's a bunch of filler episodes and all that. I want to see 22 episodes. But I would love it if the CW did like four shows in the fall, four shows in the spring, 13 episodes each. That would be fantastic. And then you get to see more characters and stuff. But that's not going to happen because that's not how some networks work. So, and I don't have that big of a problem with it how it is now. But I'm excited we're going to see Black Lightning.
Yeah. I think the other thing, too, that we're kind of wanting is just kind of tighter stories. Like you said, there's definitely episodes in all of these shows that are really filler episodes. Like you could take it out, skip that episode, and you would still enjoy the season as much as you did probably and still understand what's going on in the season as much as you did. So like bigger overarching stories that are pulled through every episode, that would just be, it's just something cool that they could work on. But obviously I'm not complaining. I love these shows.
Yeah. And the way CW does it is with, you know, 8 or 9 episodes in the fall and then a break. I wish they would just have an 8 or 9 episode arc, one big bad for that.
Right.
And then the back 13, 14 episodes, you know, have a new big bad that maybe was introduced in the first part of the season or not, but I think they could do a better job with that. But I know when they're still not fully away from the weekly episodes that have to stand on their own. So I get it.
Yep.
And the last thing today is a Twitter question from @AndyHaskell15. Will we see an Aquaman teaser and character photos and posters at SDCC this year?
So that is when that is in mid-June.
That will be July.
Oh, wait, yeah.
Mid-July, yep. 22nd-ish, I think is when it starts. And yep. Aquaman's not coming out till December of 18. So it's almost a full year and a half before.
So chances of a teaser, maybe not so good. But character photos and posters, I don't think that's out of the question. I would put money on seeing something like that instead of putting money on seeing a teaser or trailer or anything like that.
Yeah, I think we'll see something. But I don't have high expectations for this year in terms of Aquaman. Next year, Aquaman's going to be everywhere at SDCC. I don't think we're going to get a full teaser. I think those were special situations with Suicide Squad 2 years ago and Justice League last year. With something like Aquaman, it's, you know, we talked about the other day how most of it's going to be in front of a green screen. Mm. And they're only will have been filming for 2 months, a little over two months at that point. They're not going to have much completed. If any footage, it would be kind of like 2014 Batman v Superman, where they just had, I think it was 30 seconds, Batman and Superman staring at each other before the fight. If anything, it would be like that. But I think there's a good chance we get some photos. You know, James Wan might be there with Jason Momoa will probably be there anyway. So maybe a little bit of promotion, but I don't think they'll do much. They'll focus mostly on Justice League.
Yeah, I mean, they could just show Jason Momoa standing on a rock with an ocean wave hitting him, and that would be cool enough.
Yeah, even though we've seen it before, it would still be cool enough.
I mean, just like a different angle.
Oh, yeah. Just a different wave. There you go. All right, well, that is all we've got for today. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back again tomorrow.
Thanks for listening, and make sure to check out DC Daily Drop on Twitter, Facebook, and DCDailyDrop.com. Drop by tomorrow for more DC news.